Praise 100.9, 92.7. It's a fabulous Wednesday, and I've been talking about it all week long. I'm so excited about it. The American Bible Challenge debuts next week on the Game Show Network in Kirk. What is this, the third season? I just didn't call you out. I didn't say hi to you or nothing yet.
I know you don't love me. Love me like you used to. Yeah, you know, this is the third season of the show, man, and it's the number one rated show on the network. And as a matter of fact, it's nominated for a Daytime Emmy Award. Different Emmy Award this year, and so that's pretty cool right there. So, you know, we're trying to reach everybody, man. You know, we're trying to reach in our community. You know, we're trying to reach outside of our community, and, you know, really enjoying it. Matter of fact, we're shooting Sunday Best right now. I'm calling you from Atlanta.
Well, and that's the fun thing about the American Bible Challenge. There are a few things that we can all get around. There's lots of things that Christians disagree on, but the American Bible Challenge, it speaks for itself. It kind of unifies everybody.
Everybody, because it's about the book that unifies everybody. And so, you know, it's a really fun show if you haven't seen it. Got cool, funny contestants, and, you know, and you got a wonderful host, Jeff Foxworthy, and, you know, and I'm his co-host, I'm his co-pilot, and, you know, man, it's really cool. It's a, you know, it's a really cool idea, you know, how to, and it's really cool to see how much, you know, that you don't know about the Bible, you know, because you think you know stuff. It's like, man, I would have never gotten that question right, you know, and so, you know, it's really fun, it's entertaining, and it's going to be a bigger season this year.
So for people who haven't seen the show, tell us a little bit about the format of it.
You know, it is a straight game show format, you know, kind of like Family Feud a little bit, you know, kind of like Family Feud and Millionaire. And, you know, yeah, we've got music, you know, we've got a music opponent, you know, I've got singers up there, Jeff and I doing some skits together. And, you know, it's really, you know, kind of high comedy as well as really, you know, just crazy information. And, you know, they've got some really funny contestants, you know, that come and, you know, they try to compete for money that they don't win themselves. They give it to charities. And so that's a really cool component of it. And that's really cool to see these people give money to charities and, you know, just really try to do something positive with the show. And it's really working because, again, it is their number one rated show.
You know, well, and speaking of the number one rated show, you know, we're immersed in pop culture and there are a lot of, let's say, unsavory things that are popular as well. What do you think, what can you attribute the success of this show that's centered around the Bible? What do you attribute that to?
Well, I think it just speaks to the fact that people still want good content. You
yeah.
know, that kind of still speaks to their faith. I think, you know, that there are Christians that don't like corny as well. You know, that you have a lot of people in the mainstream that, you know, they kind of feel like the Christian stuff is corny. Well, you have a lot of Christians that think the Christian stuff is corny. And so, you know, when you have somebody who really takes, you know, the incentive to try to make content that's positive and still funny, but the production is still at a high level, you know, that you win. And I think that's why, you know, shows like Sunday Best win. I think
right.
that's why, you know, shows like American Bible Challenge win, because you can tell that the, you know, just the production level is very strong and high, and that's why these shows continue to rate to be number one.
Because it's still got to be a good product. We don't want just gospel music. We want good gospel music. We don't
that's
want
right.
just a game show. We want a good game show. Stay right here with me, Kirk. We've got more. Find out what Kirk is up to. Does he do pedicures? And what kind of pizza does he like? Huh? Yep, it's on the way right here. More with Kirk Franklin in a matter of minutes right here on Praise. Praise 100.9, 92.7. We're back with Kirk Franklin, of course, the co-host of the Game Show Network's American Bible Challenge. Now, Kirk, what else you been up to? You got a whole lot of things going on, honey.
Yeah, man. We've got two groups on the new Kirk Franklin label, For Your Soul. I'm excited about it. We got the Walls group, you know, a family group of two brothers and sisters, some kids out of Houston. Their album is coming out this summer, and I'm very proud of them, the Walls group. And I've got Tasha Page Lockhart, the winner of Sunday Best last
yeah.
year, she's on the label. And I'm excited about her album. Her song, Different, is at radio now, and I'm very proud of her. We've still got the House of Blues, Kirk Franklin's Gospel Brunch every Sunday across the country. That's really cool. You know, we got Sirius Radio that's happening. You know, Kirk Franklin's Praise. That's pretty fun. And and I also sell beepers, and you know, and I do pedicures.
And you do pedicures, and you're going to be here in the Queen City on Saturday, May 24th for Joy Fest.
And I still do music.
Yeah, you still remember the music? Remember that?
I still do music and concerts. So yeah, man. And you know, listen, for y'all to keep inviting me. It's like you know, it's funny because I get shocked when I get the call. I'm like, man, ain't people bored? I mean, you know, you don't never want people to get bored of you. You know, and so when they still call and invite me, it's like I'm shocked. you know, but at the same time, very humbled and thankful. So,
well, let me take a moment to say this about you. I have to say, you know, we're around personalities all the time. And one of the things that I appreciate about you truly is that you take time to make whoever you're talking to feel like you came to talk to them. They could be rushing you, and you take time to focus in on whoever it is you're talking to, whatever the forum, whatever the platform, and I appreciate that about you. And so people call you their own for that reason, and so we thank you for that.
Thank you. Wow, that's very kind.
Well, we're so excited. Saturday, May 24th, you're going to be here for Joy Fest with Tamela Mann, Lecrae, yeah. Sherry Shepherd. We're looking forward to that. Everybody get your tickets. But we want first to focus on this next Thursday, May 22nd. It's next Thursday, 8 p.m. on the Game Show Network. It is the third season of the Daytime Emmy Award nominated Outstanding Game Show.
Wow.
The American Bible Challenge with Kirk Franklin and Jeff Foxworthy. Kirk, why don't you give people I'm hosting a pizza party too next Thursday.
We go. If I was there, come on, I'd get down. What kind of pizza you like?
You know what? I'm a mushroom pizza kind of girl.
Oh,
you know, cause
gross.
Now I also have to thank you for letting me steal pita chips and hummus out of your dressing room for Sunday best. That's a whole other subject.
You got to tell people our business.
So what kind of pizza would you get? Because maybe I like what kind of pizza you like.
Well, you know, pizza's a cheat day. So when I get pizzas, like I go all out. You know, I'm come on, sausage lover. You know what I mean? You know, some places will put shrimp on it. You know what I mean? And so I just get down, man. I get down.
I don't need no Gucci pizza. I don't need no shrimp on my pizza. Kirk, why don't you invite the people out to watch the show next Thursday?
Listen, yo, May 22nd is the third season of the American Bible Challenge hosted by Jeff Foxworthy and your boy, Kirk Franklin. It's going to be fun. It's crazy. It's entertaining. And it feeds your soul. So check it out on the Game Show Network. And also this summer, coming back for the seventh season, is BET Sunday Best.
Thank you, dear. I love you.
I love you, too. I'll see you next